Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, the U.S. Meat Export Federation concluded its spring conference and board of directors meeting with a panel discussion on the global trade impact of African swine fever, which was first detected last summer in China and has recently spread into other Asian countries. Joel Haggard is the U.S. MEF's senior VP for their Asia-Pacific region and says the Chinese government estimates that the country's hog inventory is down more than 20% because of the disease, but he cautions it's still difficult to obtain accurate data in China on both pork production and consumption, and this is due in part to the fact that China still has more than 25 million hog producers spread widely across the country.
What we're concentrating on is really trying to look at the import side. That's a little more transparent because we have the statistics, though delayed. But also what we've been looking at recently is trying to find any tidbits about what's happening on the consumption side. Because what happens on the import side will depend on the production minus the consumption impact.
Andy says the disease was also just recently confirmed in other Asian countries like Vietnam, Cambodia, and Hong Kong. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.